With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The suspect in the shooting of two National Guard members is now facing a first-degree murder charge.
Jeanine Pirro, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, announced the upgraded charges after the death of 20-year-old specialist Sarah Beckstrom. Pirro said the suspect drove across the country to launch an ambush-style attack with a .357 Smith & Wesson revolver. He initially faced charges of assault with intent to kill while armed and possession of a firearm during a crime of violence. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Correspondent Raphael Wolber reports from Hong Kong, where the emotional toll of a deadly apartment block fire is sinking in.
Hong Kong authorities say that the terrible fire that ravaged a giant set of apartment blocks is now officially under control, but the fallout remains. People are still without homes. The numbers of dead and missing are still not confirmed. For Hong Kong, which is such a densely populated place, so many people live in high-rise apartment blocks like this. It's so terrifying to see this all go wrong in this way. So I think it strikes at the soul of the people in Hong Kong. Everybody is in distress about this.
The death toll from flooding in southern Thailand has reached at least 145. More than 1.2 million households and 3.6 million people have been affected across 12 provinces. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky announcing the resignation of his powerful chief of staff, Andriy Yermak, who was the country's lead negotiator in talks with the U.S. The resignation yesterday came hours after Yermak's residence was searched by anti-corruption investigators. The unprecedented search at the heart of Ukraine's government was a blow for the Ukrainian leader that risked disrupting his negotiating strategy. This is SRN News. The Pentagon may soon cut ties with the Boy Scouts.
According to a report from National Public Radio, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth might terminate all connections with Scouting America over its decision to admit homosexuals, transgender children, and girls. A memo quoted by NPR states that the organization, quote, no longer supports the future of American boys. Scouting America has lost vast numbers of scouts and large amounts of funding and support over the radical changes it has made in recent years. Michael Harrington reporting.
The co-creator of the British TV sitcoms Father Ted and the IT Crowd has been officially cleared of harassing a transgender activist on social media. Prosecutors allege that Gary Lenehan, an Irish comedy writer known for his outspoken criticism of trans activism, wrote repeated abusive, unreasonable social media posts about Sophia Brooks. He has denied the charge. This is SRN News. Payouts for teams involved in a popular new college basketball tournament are reaching seven figures.
The Players Era Championship is offering significant name, image, and likeness compensation to participating college basketball teams. Co-founder Seth Berger says the average payout exceeds $1 million per team for the second-year tournament, which includes 18 men's teams and a new women's bracket. Eight men's teams and three women's teams are ranked in the AP Top 25. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
THC-infused drinks and snacks have soared in popularity as alcohol sales have declined in recent years, but the bill that ended in the federal government shutdown this month includes a provision to ban THC products derived from hemp. The $24 billion industry is now scrambling to save itself before the ban takes effect a year from now. A loophole in the 2018 Farm Bill allowed the products containing THC to spread across the country. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.